Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Maisres, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, so remember what we learned in terms of Maisres. I think we've heard that once or twice in this Masechta. Once it's royally Achila, it goes into Shlav Aleph. Chilas Kvaz Asra, Chilas Aroi, a snack is Mutter. Then there are six things that can bring it into Shlav Beis. Once it's Nigmar Malachdai, if any of these six things happen, you can no longer eat Achilas Aroi. So until now we discussed cooking, salting, being mafresh truma, if you separate a truma from it, Shabbos, selling, and bringing it into your chatzar, and of course, bringing it into your house, that's a deraisa, bring it into your chatzar is a machlekes, so that's deraisa midrabanan. Let's see our Mishnah. Hakoyvish, if someone pickles olives or vegetables in wine or in vinegar, says the Batanura. For that matter, hashoylek. So normally hashoylek means a thorough cooking, cooking more than normal. That would be the chiddush of the Mishnah here. Maybe if he cooked or overcooked it, it wouldn't set into place the chi of maishah. So we say it does. If you look in the Taisus Yamtiv, he understands that hashoylek over here actually means he cooks it less than normal. But either way, any type of cooking is going to set into place the chi of maishah. Hamaleich, if he salts it in all these cases, chayiv, he is chayiv in maiser. Vaitrezak the Mishnah. Hamachamein ba'adam. If someone hides peiros in the ground, why would he do it? To cause it to become ripe. That's how you cause a peiri to become ripe. You put it in the ground. If you by mistake pulled out a peiri before it was completely ripe, or for whatever reason you had to pull it out, so they would put it back into the ground. It warms up over there. It ripens over there. It gets softer. Somehow putting it back into the ground continues to some extent the ripening process. So the Mishnah is telling us, even though it gets warm over here, that's the Metzius, it gets hot. This is not the type of Bishel, however, that would be Koveya the Chi of Maisres. So here is the first of a list of things that are not Koveya the Maisres. Whereas pickling, salting, cooking does, putting it back into the ground doesn't. For that matter, Hametabel, this person dips the peiros, he's out on the field, he dips them into salt, or fish sauce, or vinegar, patris patra maisa, when he eats from them, achilas aroi. Didn't you just tell me that pickling or salting is kaveila maisras? And the answer is, that's if you take a lot of olives and you put them together and they're soaking together in the salt or in the vinegar. But dipping one by one into salt or vinegar or fish sauce or anything sharp, that's not going to be kaveila maisras. Vaitrezak the Mishnah, hapotzeya. He like crushes zaysen the olives, and he does so. She yates him hasraf. There's a certain bitter kind of a liquid. He wants that to come out. Potter. It's still potter on maaser if he continues to eat achilas aroi from there. Vaiter zak the Mishnah. Hasoichet zaysen al psori. Someone squeezes out the olives onto his flesh. He wants to smear himself with the oil that comes out of the olives. Potter is potter on maaser. Here comes an interesting halacha. We're going to see it twice. But first, let's just remember what we have already learned. Even if you bring something into your courtyard or even your house, it wouldn't be koveya lemaisres unless it's nigmar malachta. So if you brought something into your house before it was finished, you can continue to eat achilas aroi, you can continue to snack on it. But once it's nigmar malachta, game over, so to speak. Now you have to separate trumas and maisres. What's called nigmar malachta for oil and for wine? So with oil, we said, when you go through the process and it's poured into the bar. With wine, we said, when you go through the whole process and the wine comes down a pipe into a gas, like a tub or a pit in the ground, then as the nature is with the fermenting wine that like bubbles, the skin and the pits flow to the top. When you skim off the top and the wine is in the pit, that's called nigmar malachta. Now let's see our Mishnah. Im socha. If he squeezes the olives, v'nasan, and he puts the oil, l'toich yaday, into the palm of his hand, then chayiv. Now, if he squeezes it directly onto his goof, he's not chayiv b'maisres. But if he squeezes it into his hand, then he wants to go from his hand onto his goof, then he is chayiv. Why? What happens when the oil goes into his hand? Zakta batanura. By putting it into your hand, it's like putting it into a small bar. They used to dig a pit, for all practical purposes, you're storing the oil, even though it's only for a few seconds, and you're storing it in a kind of a hole. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. So let me first tell you about what the next case is. I have a pot. There's something inside. A maichel nichveis chalt. Let's say there's chalt there, and I pour wine into my chalt. That's my minik. Of course, I'm using chalt as a mashal. He pours the wine in. The wine was just pressed out, so there are still some pits and skins from the grape. So I skim it off on top. That's called mekape. Even though normally skimming means it's nigmar melachdoi, but not when it's on top of food in a pot. However, I do the same thing, but in a different order. I first pour the wine into an empty pot, skim off the pits and the skin, and then put in the tavshel. I did it the other way, wine first and then the chont. No, you have to separate trumas and maestras. Because the pot, the empty pot, has the same din as the bar that the wine goes into. So just like when wine goes into the bar and you skim off the top, it's nigmar melachdoi. Here too, if it goes into an empty pot and you skim off the top, no more achilas aroi until you separate maestras. So again, let's review the last part of the Mishnah, the last two halachas. Asaychas, eisim al psaroi, if you squeeze the aloe straight onto your flesh, pater, it's pater a maeser. But imsachar, if he squeezes the aloes, v'nosan l'toich yodai, and he first puts it into the palm of his hand, that becomes like the pit for the aloes. So he's chayiv to take off maestras first. Hamakafe l'tashal, if he removes the pits and the skin from the wine after he puts it into the tashal, pater. Because the wine that's poured onto whatever is in the pot doesn't make it a bar, because the pot is full. But l'kdeira, if he removes the psilas after he puts the wine into an empty pot, chayiv, he's chayiv to take off maestras on the wine. Why? Neshika bar cotton. Because the pot becomes like the bar cotton, like the gas, which is the big tub that the wine goes into. By the way, says the Batanur, we're talking about where the chont would have to be cold. If it's cooking, we said before that cooking is kaveh lemaiser. So even without skimming off the top, it would go into Shlav Beis, it would become a Chuy of Lemaises just because of the cooking part. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, somebody pickles, cooks. We said there was a Machlokes, either it means HaShaylik in this case overcooks, which is what Shaylik usually means, or it means, as the Taisis Yamtiv says, he cooks it even a little less than normal, but still. Or he salts, even out in the field, he is Chayiv, meaning to say he's Chayiv to separate Maisris. But if you bury the peiris in the ground, because you want it to finish getting ripe that way, even though it gets very hot, that's not called cooking. For that matter, if you dip your peiros into salt or fish sauce or vinegar out in the field, that's not called salting. And we learned in the Mishnah, if someone crushes olives to take out the bitterness, that doesn't make it nikva l'maishas. You can still eat achilas aroi. Then we have these two halachas, that if you squeeze oil of olives straight onto your skin, that's okay. You can still use it, but if you first put it into your hand becomes like the pit, where it's nigmar melachdoi, and now you can't use it until you first separate maestras. In a similar vein, we said wine is not considered nigmar melachdoi until it flows into the bar, and you skim off the grape seeds and the skins that flow to the top. So if you bring your wine into a courtyard, even into a house, before you skim off the top, it's like nigmar melachdoi. Achilas aroi is still mutter. And if you're cooking something and you pour the wine on top of that and then you skim off the top, it's okay. Chilas aroi is still mutter. But if you pour it into an empty pot, that becomes like the bar. And when you skim off the top, that's called nigmar melachdoi and memela. You would not be able to take even a chilas aroi before you separate all trumasi maestras.